Nigeria's blasphemy rampage sheds light on deeper problems for believers. We get an update on what's happening on MNN's anniversary mission trip in Russia. And the school year begins for Haitian church leaders in training. These stories are more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Recent sectarian violence in northern Nigeria's Jigawa state has Christians complaining of being treated like second-class citizens.
Since 1999, 50,000 people have died in religious violence, and 12 of the states have instituted Sharia law in defiance of the federal constitution.
Open Doors Jerry Dykstra tells us what happened.
There was a comment by a woman allegedly blaspheming against Muhammad. It's like a ball going down the hill. It keeps getting momentum, and then suddenly what happens is the Christians are being faced with tremendous persecution. And, of course, the police there do nothing to protect the Christians.
It was unclear what the offensive statement was that sparked the rioting. The one-day rampage left 16 churches burned down, 6 Christians injured, and at least 2,000 homeless. Following the riot, believers were told to rebuild their lives elsewhere. Dykstra says,
pray that marginalized Christians in northern Nigeria will stand strong in their faith, that the church will not react to these attacks and attacking the Muslims. They should act in Christ-like fashion, and that's hard to do when your church has been burned down, your home's destroyed.
Next, one of the most critical needs in Bible translation, the education of missionaries' children, is short-staffed. It's a critical resource that enables missionary families to stay on the field. Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates says they need to fill 250 teaching positions.
When you stop and realize that there are somewhere around 4,000 families from the United States that are a part of Bible translation around the world, and many of these school situations also support other mission organizations, this number is not that extraordinary, but it really is a vital need.
Smith says a variety of teaching positions and levels of expertise span the globe.
This is a great opportunity for people who have teaching experience and background and interest to learn more about what's going on in missions, to make a direct contribution to minister to the families, to be a blessing in the lives of the kids and the parents, but also to really make a strategic contribution to helping Bible translation move forward.
Immediate and future opportunities exist. Go to our website for details. You're listening to Mission Network News. We turn next to Russia, where Greg Yoder is traveling with Buckner Orphan Care International on a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip in St. Petersburg, Russia.
So far, we visited 2 orphanages and a hospital. We were entertained with singing and dancing. But that wasn't the main thing, says Frank Haley, the winner of the Mission Network News 15th anniversary short-term mission trip. He says sharing the gospel will be the highlight.
To show the children that not only we love them, but that God loves them. At first, when you see this kind of situation is overwhelming, then you could just throw your hands up and say, oh, I can't do anything about that. But we can, and I think as we tell other people about it, more people will see that and get involved.
Reporting from St. Petersburg, Russia, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, OMS International reports that first-year students at the Emmaus Bible Seminary in Haiti just wrapped up their first month of studies. Many are on academic probation during these first few weeks while they adjust to new methods of studying and learning in a completely new educational setting. Pray for those returning students as well, who are working to complete degree requirements. Most of the fourth-year students are pastoring churches already and are trying to balance their responsibilities effectively. And a new training initiative is underway in the Congo. A national partner of the Evangelical Free Church Mission is beginning a project to provide much-needed training to more than 400 of the pastors. The national trainers are writing the curriculum, but they don't have a way to duplicate the materials for the pastors. The EV Free Church is helping raise funds to equip the national partners with a print shop, which will enable even more ministry. Go to our website if you want to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. This CD focuses on the suffering Christians experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.